Okay, and then this morning we're going to worship now, and then I'm going to hand over to Johan and to the missions team. They went to Mozambique in the December holidays. They experienced a different world, and I think they're going to try and expose us to the different world. So I just want to encourage you to be open-minded and happy. Okay. So just chill out, relax, and enjoy God and enjoy His presence.
This next song, after I came back from Mozambique, was just so special to me. I heard it the first time and I just fell down crying. And it's a new song for the church. And the words are going to be up on the board, but if the first time you just want to listen to the words, it's called I Need You More. And I just realized, like, we have so many things going on in our lives and so many things taking our minds off Christ, but the depth of it all, our deepest cry, and you, some of you don't even know it, is that we're saying to God, it's like, I need you more than anything. And it has become my, for this year, just my cry of my heart is like, Lord, remind me every day that I need you more. More than the struggles at work, more than your dad being sick or your parents going through a divorce or anything else. You need God more. Because when you come to that needing God more and that hunger for Him more, that's when everything else just comes. The peace just flows through that needing God more. And yeah, just listen to the words and then sing along, because we need Him more.
Oh,
Lord, our desire is to taste you, Lord. That hunger and our thirst, Lord, come and satisfy, Father. Just come and tickle our taste buds, Lord. Father, our cry is to know you more. Lord, we desire more, and then there's more. There's just more. And there's always enough. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you. Thank you for that. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for just your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for just ministering to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come and take over. Come and bless us. Come and show us Jesus. Come and be lifted up high. We honor you for that in Jesus' name.
I just have a picture of a man coming out from the sea, and he's got a wetsuit on, and it's dark, and I just experience evil. And he's carrying three cases with him, and then he opens the cases, and as the light shines on it, there's like a pull inside, and it just glows. And then the word in Isaiah 45 just came up into my mind, and it's God's word, where he just says, he's going to show you hidden treasures. And okay. I just want you to allow God to shine into the corners of your life, maybe where you're trying to suppress things or where things are hidden, and I want you to open up to God, and that he just shine through you, shine on those areas. Just receive now.
We were a team of 12 people that went through to Mozambique, North Mozambique, Pemba, with the ministry, Iris Ministries. There's seven of us here, six of us of this church, and Kim also joined us. Basically, what it comes down to, what we just want to do today is some pictures. Look at that guy in the middle with the bag. What it comes down to is we just actually went with the idea to go and receive. And an international ministry, Heidi and Roland Baker, is the two people that God called to actually start ministering to the Makua tribe in the northern parts of Mozambique. And their ministry just grew and grew and grew, and it just became bigger and bigger and bigger. Initially, they started with a few churches, and Heidi Baker had an absolute encounter with Father God. And from there on, the ministry of 200 churches just grew bigger, and they're around about I think 10,000 churches over Africa, internationally, and people are standing up from the dead. Lives are being changed, and we were changed. And what we just want to share today with you is basically there were 12 people there, and each one of those 12 had an encounter with God, and each one had a different kind of encounter, and 12 of those people will have 12 different stories. And what we just want to do today is just share our story, each one individually. So I'm not going to talk any longer. I'm just actually going to give it to the first one. And we're just going to run through this and see where God wants to take us.
So I'm so excited. I've been waiting so long to share my 5 minutes. When I was in Mozambique, God just spoke to my heart. I always knew God loves me, but I never knew how much. And then one day, I was talking to a friend, and I asked him, but God, how much do you love me? Could you love me as much as you love Andre? And then God said to me, yes, I love you even more. So I was like, yes, thank you, God. And then I asked God, but God, can you love me as much as you love Johan? Or, you know, I always see people, I always look up to people, and I never knew God could love me. And then God said to me, yes, I do, and I love you even more. And then I asked God, but God, can you love me as much as you love Heidi? Because she's got this whole ministry, and she's God's favorite in my eyes. And then God said to me, I do, and I even love you more than that. And then my heart just broke. I just realized, God, you love me so much. I can't comprehend it. And since I've started pondering on that, God has just changed my heart. He's changed the way I think of myself. And he's loosened me, and he's just, you know what, I don't care dancing there anymore. I don't care, whatever, God loves me. And I just pray that you can receive that you can just let go of fear of man and living up to your own standards and expectations and having to please men. And I think God just broke that, and I just praise him for that.
Sorry, what we actually want to do is, what we received, freely you receive, freely give. Okay, so what we're going to do is basically with each one sharing, we just want to give that. So what I ask each one of them is actually to share what they received and hear what they received and be open to receive that as well. Okay, so I'm going to ask them, each one, that they need to pray this over you. So be open and receive that. Because that's what God wants to give us. That's why we went. We didn't go for each one us individually. We went because we got something for everybody. You send us. If because you send us, you actually also receive. So what I want to ask, open up your heart, okay? And receive.
Close our eyes, please. Thank you, God. We just give you praise and honor and glory. And Lord, I just pray that you come and set your captives free, Lord God, and that you just show them how much you love them. And I pray that this goes from the mind to the heart, Lord God, and you just set them free. Father, pour your love into them now in Jesus' name. Father, let them dance in your presence. Let them just enjoy themselves, make fools of themselves, Lord. Well, I just come and pray that over your congregation. Amen.
Now, I came back, and when people asked me how it was, all I could for 2 weeks could say was, you're life-changing. And I went with the expectation of seeing miracles, and I said, God, I really want to see you. And I thought I was going to learn more about loving other people. And as soon as I got there, even on the way to the plane, I made everybody laugh. Because I was totally out of, I had a tablet to drink, so I was a bit loud and sang to the whole plane. But God started making me uncomfortable, and I was like, God, what is this? And I felt just, for the first 3 days, I was like very uncomfortable with myself. And God just came to me and he said, Nicolette, I'm not going to show you how to love someone else more. You've got that at the moment. I'm going to show you how to love yourself more. And God just came and he just healed me. And there was things in my life which was I was okay with to live with. things that wasn't that bad for me, but God came and he just brought it up and he said, you know what, you're okay to live with that, but I'm not okay that you live with that. Because God doesn't want us to settle. Like, we live with sin in our, it's not even sin, with issues in our life. And mine was that I actually wasn't myself. I was two parts, and he said, we're going to make that one. And I was fine with that, but he came and made me uncomfortable. And he said, I'm healing you completely. I'm setting you free. Because when he sets you free indeed. You're not just half full. And God said, I'm not willing that you settle. And yeah, so I just learned, I came to learn to love myself more. And God really came to deal with issues in my life, stuff that was hard. But he was so gracious and so loving that he first came and he filled me with peace. And that's today what I actually want to pray for you about, is because he came and filled me with such a heavy peace. He actually, three of the days, he just let me, I couldn't move. One day, 2.5 hours on a bed, I couldn't move. God's peace came so heavy upon me that I just lay there and I just received the peace. And it's that peace that surpasses all understanding. And it filled me up so deep in this. It was like this hole, and it filled me up. And then he said, now I can come deal with stuff. Because in the past, where it was going to go too deep and hurt you too deep, I have filled you up with my peace. And it will now just skim off the surface. And he could just come and deal with it. And that peace is available to each one. God said, my peace I give to you. And that is the shalom peace. That is the peace that comes from within. And just, yeah, it surpasses. You cannot understand that. So this morning, if you can just stretch out your hands, I'm just going to pray for you for the peace of God. Lord, you said, my peace I give to you. It was your peace, Lord Jesus. It wasn't an earthly peace. It wasn't a natural peace. It was a supernatural peace. So I just impart, Lord, the blessing of peace that you have given us, Lord. And I just pray that each one, hearts will be open and minds will be open to receive, to stop thinking about how and what and where, Lord. But the peace that, to get the peace that surpasses all understanding, we need to first not understand, Lord. And yeah, Lord, I pray for minds to be freed right now. And we just give your peace. We just anoint these people with your peace, Lord. Your peace, Lord. Your peace, Lord. Just your peace to know you more, to love themselves more, because they are precious in your sight. Just ask that in Jesus' peaceful and holy and loving name. Amen.
First of all, what a privilege to go on a trip with people I don't know and just to be loved like I was loved. And they really just did embrace me and just love me. And I realize that it's only out of a revelation of God's incredible love for me. It's only out of the revelation of the fact that he is a lover, so he created me to love. It's only out of the revelation that I am God's ultimate solution to the needs of his heart, that I can love him more, that I can love him completely. And then he calls us to respond to that love. And he calls us to respond by loving him with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul and all our strength. And he calls us to love others as we love ourselves. And the cry of my heart when I went to Mozambique was, teach me to love how you love, Lord. Teach me to love how you love. Break my heart for what breaks yours, that I might be completely compelled by the love of Christ. And I got there and I looked at these people that I don't relate to. I can't speak their language. They're very different to me. And I went, oh, goodness. But how, Lord? And for a long time, I've got big dreams. I dream big. And I dream for Africa. I am dreaming for Africa like you wouldn't believe. And I looked at all these people and I said, I can't, Lord. I'm just a mouse and I can do nothing. And the one day during worship, this little girl, she must have been about 7 or 8. She sort of came up to me and she climbed up me like a ladder. And she wrapped her legs around me. And she leant back and let go and put her hands in the air. And she worshipped. And I looked into her eyes and I saw the face of Jesus. And right there, he gave me a heart of compassion and a desire to see the injustices of the world righted. And again I went, but Lord, I am just a mouse and I can do nothing. And he reminded me that he gives me compassion, to have compassion for others. He gives us his tears to cry. He gives us his emotions to feel. He gives us his love to love. And by that, we are mobilized and catapulted into becoming laid down lovers of Jesus Christ, where we can lay our lives down for him completely so we can carry his glory to the end of the earth, and so that we can really live the great commission of raising the dead, of healing the sick, of cleansing the lepers, of preaching the gospel, because that's what he's called us to do. And so now, and this is something that was revealed to me in the first week back, I am still a mouse, but I'm fearless. I'm a mouse and I'm fearless, and it's not because of who I am, it's because of what he gives to us. So right now, Lord, I just release your heart of compassion over your people. I pray, Lord God, that you would break their hearts for what breaks yours. Lord, break them so that you can mold them and make them into the people that you have called them to be, the people that you created them to be. Lord, give them dreams that are so big that they can only fail if not in your strength. Teach us to dream big, Lord. And we thank you that you give us all we need to accomplish those dreams. Amen.
I'm sure you saw some of the pictures, the food. I just needed to say something about the food. For 2 weeks, we ate rice and beans, and it was cool. It was really great. The Lord just took us and then he's molded us. And just actually, like, there were some times it was so hot that you couldn't even eat, but you still ate. Okay, just to give you some little bit of background on the food. Well, first time I remembered Johan mentioned that he wants to go to Mozambique, and it's like, okay, nice, Lord. Nice. I would like to go. Nice. You know? And then he's like, start talking to me, and he said to me, okay, well, do something about it, you know? It's like, okay. And then I looked at my passport, and I thought, well, my passport expired. So I'm not going to, it's probably too late to renew it. So I thought, okay, cool. So it like went down to the town to whatever the place called. And I actually went and renewed it. And it's like I said, okay, Lord, if it's back in 2 weeks, then I know. Because we had a deadline going or not going, you know. And then said, okay, Lord, if it's back by then I'll definitely know that you want me to go. And so it took 2 weeks and it was finished. It's like, okay, Lord, you got awesome plans. Okay, so I left it there, and I didn't know anything about this ministry. I didn't even know where it is, what it is, who is this people. So the Lord really like put me in there in the deep side. It's like, okay, I think the last night or just before we went, I asked, what are we going to do there? What is the whole thing about? You know, it's like, Lord, what is actually going to happen? And sure, and the Lord just opened there, you know, and he just like revealed himself. And we went to, there's some ministries where they actually got there. They got ministries where you actually go to prison and you go and pray for people. And they got other kind of few ministries as well. But I just want to share a little bit of what I experienced. And we arrived there the Sunday. The Tuesday morning, they asked who wants to go to the ministry, the prison ministry. So I said, okay, I would like to go. You know, and the first thing goes through my mind is like, okay, Lord, what kind of people are you? You know, it's like there's all kind of people here. And so we go to the gates, and this big gates and massive walls. And it's like, sure, Lord, okay. And we went in there, and all of a sudden we heard these people singing and praising and worship. And it's like, yes. And my heart started like melting, you know. And it's like we went inside, and you needed to sign in. So you went inside into the prison. And this prison is like a huge passage. And then this side is rooms, and that side is rooms. There's no windows. It's only like huge walls, and there's like nothing there. And I looked at the people, and I looked at them and see how they worshipped the Lord. And like, and I think, just Lord, they've got nothing, and they're still worshiping you. You know, they got nothing. And just after that, we went back, and we went to one session out of Heidi Baker, and she said, you know, we need to go down low, and we need to go down slow. And so, and just for that, so it means to lay down your life, basically. And the first night we got there, the Lord, we weren't like in a group, and They asked, what is the expectations for this whole 2 weeks we are going to be there? And like, I was open. I said, Lord, I had a rough year and I need to be refilled. I need to be touched. It feels like I'm going through this desert and it feels like my well is dry. So Heidi was like praying and everything. All of a sudden, Heidi just said she got a word of knowledge that this people is going to go through a desert and this people are going through this whole preparation. And it's like, wow, Lord, what are you trying to say? And then all of a sudden, I just burst out in tears and crying, and the Lord just ministered. And I really sense what I'm gonna pray for you guys is, if you guys may be going through a desert time, or if you guys going through, Lord, I really need to be refilled again, or I need to get that jump start for this year again. And that is what I received there. I've got this, received this jump start again in my growth again. And like I said, I'm passionate for you, Lord. And just another thing with love, what they shared. You know, this is all of us got this little necklace. We all saw this probably little necklace. And this little girl came to us. That Sunday before you leave, they all pray for you and lay hands on you and they bless you and you go, actually. And this little girl just came and just put this all around my neck. And she started praying for me. I didn't know what she was praying because she was speaking in Mua. Yeah, and it's like, and Kukua, sorry. But I just felt the love and the passion that they got, you know, and that's what one thing I also received there, you know, because there's so much love and so much passion. Lord, I just want to pray, Lord, that if there's people here, Lord, I pray, Lord, that the rivers of living water will start to flow, Lord Jesus, and I pray that the spring of living water will burst out of them now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I pray that you just let them overflow with joy, Lord Jesus, with holiness, Lord. I pray that you will make a highway, Lord, in the desert place, Lord Jesus, Lord. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that they will blossom, Lord, and there will just be a time of refreshing, Lord, a time of refreshing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
First of all, it's so good to just be in God's house. It's so good that God's Holy Spirit is here. Like, we're so privileged to be here with His Holy Spirit in and around and on us. So just revel in that. He's here. He's really here. I think of the Mozambique team, I was the rebel without a cause a little bit, because we had to share expectations about going to Mozambique, and I said, I have no expectations because I don't want to go. And I knew I didn't want to go, but I just really knew I had to. And I knew that God had called me for this, and I just really thought I would pull out of it before the last day. Like, even if I bought the ticket, I could still run away. It wasn't that much a price to pay. But at some point, I just closed my eyes and I went. And then I got there, and I was still not entirely transformed in my thinking. Okay, because I came there, and I'm not really a roughing it up in Africa kind of person. Okay? And this was not civilization as we know it. It was not. Okay, so don't let that stop you from going. But, yeah, like, the girls know, anyone who survived those toilets can only come back transformed. Okay, so we got there, and I'm still walking in blind obedience. God hasn't told me what I'm supposed to receive from it. God hasn't given me any clue. And God just said to me, if you're going to be obedient, you better not be obedient and be all complaining about it. Like, there's no point in that. So I just sort of threw myself into whatever they were doing, whether we were covering ourselves in flour and beans or having 400 kids jump on you. Like, I just threw myself in it and went, God, you please figure this out because this is nuts. Like, what is going on? And it was, yeah, so it was nuts. What I didn't know is that through all of this, God was preparing a party for me. He was preparing a party for me that I had no idea about at all. I thought I was just going there to be obedient. But what I learned about obedience is it really opens the floodgates of heaven. I mean, we don't have to even know. We don't know why we're obedient. Like, we just follow God's voice. And then it's like with the party, I feel like the obedience is the RSVP to God's party. So, yeah, so I RSVP'd, God, I'm going to your party. I didn't even know there was one. One morning, Roland Baker spoke about abundant life. what is there after we die to self? Like, we can't just die to self and then stay there. And he spoke about there's abundant life. And he used the phrase, the world wants the energy and the joy and the pizzazz of the Holy Spirit. And I was like, the pizzazz of the Holy Spirit? Can you even say that? Like, what is that? And, you know, that's not... And then I realized, yeah, there's so much about the Holy Spirit that we don't understand. And if we offer the world just another dying, suffering missionary, they won't necessarily come running. Like, they've got quite a lot of dying, suffering missionaries. What they want to see is this abundant life, this abundant joy, this excitement, this power, this pizzazz. Like, that is what they will come running to. The world needs to know that we are all at a party. God's presence is a party. God's presence is a party. And so Roland spoke about this, and I knew I wanted it. And Roland is so anointed with joy that he would go up and zap people with the mic, and they would just fall down. They would start laughing. They would start manifesting joy, and it was incredible. And I knew I wanted it, and I felt nothing. I felt zip. And I still went back to the team, and I said, I connect better with God's compassion than with God's joy. Okay, and I think God was laughing at this. He was laughing very loudly because he knew what he had planned for me. So I was convinced I connect with God's compassion, not God's joy. That's great theology, okay? So that evening, Mason Beacon pastor is preaching. So he preaches in Portuguese. Then it's translated into Makua. Then it's translated into English, okay? And then you're trying to follow the sermon, and then halfway through the English, the Portuguese guy thinks he's finished, so he starts going on. So you're like catching bits and pieces. I just want to say, understanding every word in a sermon is overrated. It really is. Sorry, Andre. There's so much more that's happening on the Spirit than just the words. So I went up for this, after this pastor preached, I went up to the front. And I was just praying, praising, not really feeling much. And then I was struck down as with lightning on the ground. Just completely wrecked is a word they like to use. Wrecked by the Holy Spirit. So I fell on the ground and I just lay there. And it just felt to me as if I was transported to God's throne room. Just felt like I was with him. I didn't know I was on the ground. When I sort of came to, I still asked Nicolette, why am I on the floor? Like, what happened? And then God just said to me, do you really think you're not supposed to experience my joy? And then he just started letting me experience his joy. And he just started sort of, I don't know, touching me or something, and I just started laughing. And I just continued laughing. And I was like, okay, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was wrong. And God was like, I'm not convinced. So here's some more. I'm not convinced. And I was like, no, God, I really get it now. And he was like, no, you need some more convincing. So I was lying there and just laughing for maybe, I don't know, 2 hours, however long. I was just laughing and crying. And God was just ministering to me. And it was just the most incredible experience. And I just realized how happy God is when we're happy with him. How much he delights in us when we delight in him. How it's just supposed to be a party. His presence is the party. And a lot of people have asked me since I've come back, but what is the point of that? Like, how does it help? Like, you know, because we're very Western and very utilitarian. So we know, like, what does that do? Like, you know, and we're not called to use God any more than God is called to use us. Okay? Like, his presence is the point. Being in his presence is the point. There needs to be no greater point than that, no greater place than that. So basically what God did on that trip, and after that, it was just I could connect with his joy. I was always half a laugh away from connecting with his joy. And he just said to me that he put a well in my heart. And that Isaiah 12 verse 3, with joy will you draw water from the wells of salvation. He just said to me, I've put a well in you, and now the living water of my spirit can come and well up through you. And yeah, like, I just also want to say that on Wednesday, I lost my job, okay, because of like, the 6,000 teachers that were, that lost their jobs. So I lost my job. You know what? Doesn't change God's joy. It does not change God's joy. And I just thought, if God's joy is still the same, if I've lost my job, then God's joy will always be the same. It will always remain. Okay, so I just want to encourage you, it doesn't matter what you've been through, it doesn't matter how you feel in the natural, God's joy is the river that runs underneath it all. God's joy is the well that can be plumbed, okay? And like this morning when we were praying, God just gave me a picture of like church bells. You know how church bells used to call in people to church? I don't know if it does. Some places it does, okay? And God just said to me, his new church bells are the laughter of his people, okay? People are going to laugh. People are going to experience joy. And that joy and laughter is going to call people into his church. That's going to be the new church bells. So I just want to pray and open up those church bells in you. So would you like some joy? Okay. Okay, please just put up your hands and... Lord God, you are here, Lord God. You are in us, Lord. You are in this house, Lord. Thank you that we operate from home, Lord God. Like we work from home, Lord. We work from you, from in you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, just thank you what you put in my heart, Lord God. And thank you that it's, yeah, like that lie that we're not supposed to experience your joy. It's a lie. And I cut it off in Jesus' name. It has no place here, Lord God. Like we will laugh. We will dance before you, Lord God. We will be joyful, Lord. And in that joy, Lord, we will just triumph, Lord God. So I just want to pray for each person here, Lord God, who feels like, God, where's your joy? Where's your joy, Lord? Come on, Lord. I know it's there, Lord. Get your party started, Lord God. Get your party started, Lord God. May your joy that surpasses all understanding come and rest in every single heart that is here, Lord God. May your joy flow and bubble up and may it not be contained, Lord God. And we just speak against any, yeah, Lord, like our minds that wants to stop the joy, Lord, and our minds that want to always look like we don't want to make fools of ourselves, Lord God. Like, we cast that off, Lord God. We will be fools before you, Lord God. We will go where your spirit leads us, Lord God. Just, yeah, Lord, plant that seed of joy in each person, Lord, and may that joy just grow. May it grow, Lord. Lord, just teach us how to hang with you, Lord God. Your friend, Lord, let's just hang with you. Let's hang out, Lord God. Lord, we don't ask our friends, what's the purpose of hanging out with you? Like, why should I? How's it going to help me? We just hang, Lord, in the same way we just want to hang in your presence, Lord God. May the church bells ring, Lord. May they ring from our souls, Lord. May they not ever be stopped, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, basically everything's been shared, and now I'm the last one to try and fill in some gaps. Going to Mozambique for me personally was, I want to give back something that I experienced here in my life, going to a third world country, you know, sharing love, sharing God's peace and grace into kids' lives. And, well, I was pretty surprised because when I got there, I realized for the first time really what love meant, where kids that have absolutely nothing look up to you and they share who they are. They love you for what you are and for who you are. And I can go on for this forever and ever. But the story that I want to leave behind you all is, with you all is, we were on the truck, I think the picture did show earlier, and all of us were just lying on the back of a truck on the way to a mission trip out into the bush. They call it bush, for various reasons. It's really in the middle of the bush. And I just felt like last year was a pretty rough year for me, and I just felt all these turmoil and stuff coming up and rising up in my heart, and I told one of the guys sitting next to me, his name is Antonio, a 17-year-old kid. He's one of the village kids that comes to at the orphanage base. This is like 300 kids, and then there's another 300 kids of the non-orphanage kids. And he put his hand on my chest, and he started praying for me. And what I experienced there is, it's unbelievable. It's one of those experiences where your life changes 180 degrees around. Every word that he said was so spot on, and he didn't know me from nothing. I felt God's peace in such a great way, and I can't explain this. And the message I want to leave with all of you is, even Antonio was a small guy. I mean, he's 17 years old, and I mean, it's kind of like Dean's age, Linda. You guys rock. He's a small guy physically a small guy, but spiritually such a great guy. And I could have missed that moment and walked past by him and like said, you know, this is just a kid. I'll just go on with my life. I'll ask one of the senior pastors at the church to pray for me or whatever. And so often we do that. So often we go to the pastor, to the cell leader, or to the zone leader, or whatever spiritual person you think the most spiritual is, and you go and ask them for prayer or whatever. And I just realized again that the people that probably look the less spiritual, the ones who don't obviously look like the front runners, those are the people who really can speak into your heart, can really speak into your life. And here in church, there's tons of you guys. Now, I want to pray specifically for a couple of people now. But every one of you has got Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit within you. And if I start acknowledging that Linda, that's one of my homies over there. Yeah. If I acknowledge Linda as going to Linda and say, Linda, you know, quickly pray for me. I've got this issue in my life. My life will be changed because I'm saying, Father, work through Linda. And I specifically want to ask all these guys, all my homies, like I call you, Linda, Dean, all of you, come and stand here with me. I want to pray specifically with them. All of you guys, everyone between at school age, come and stand here in front with me. Where's all the girls? Well, okay, maybe they're not here yet. The reason why I want you to stand here is I want you to acknowledge every one of these guys and girls, to see that there's more in them than they really think it is. And each and one of you sitting here, this isn't only the reason why we share today here, what we share is not to make this like, oh, we're bragging about our African roughing out experience, being in the bush and whatever. We wanna say that irrespective of where you are, there God is. And I know most of these guys pretty good, and I know they're walking with God and they really experience God for who He is. I suppose you too. But the prayer I'm gonna pray now is two partly. It's firstly for them to realize who they really are in Christ, for them being younger. Also for all of you, you're in church and you feel, I'm not the trendsetter. I'm not the guy going to stand in front with a mic. And I'm not the guy going to stand in front of the mic. I usually hide in the back. So I want to pray for those group of people. And then also for the other group that will accept and experience this and actually walk up to us nobodies that God use. And we'll see really God within all of us. Okay. So let's quickly pray. Yes, Father, we now come and accept your Holy Spirit within our lives, and we acknowledge that every man and woman that probably feel they're not good enough and feel they're not small, well, they're small kids or small in the spirit or small whatever. Father, we come and we say thank you that you've given us all these abilities and all these spiritual gifts that's within us. Father, we thank you for your greatness, and we ask that you will download into our mind a renewed setup where we won't look into age or labels or the Western mindset of seeing the outside. Father, we pray that we will see Jesus Christ in each and every one of us. Father, we pray and we ask that every person that feel they're not good enough or have a perception of an idea who they think they are in Christ but don't really know who they are. Father, open their eyes. Father, we want to see revival through the young people in our church. And we want to see revival through every person that feel and think they're not good enough. Father, we calling now for everybody to stand up in the name of Jesus Christ and to take the authority and realize they have the authority and to move forward. Father, thank you for guts in our lives, guts to stand up and say what we need to say. Father, I also want to thank you that every person will accept this and see Jesus Christ in the less of us. Father, thank you that Jesus Christ is within all of us. Thank you for favor with men, and thank you for favor with you as well. Father, we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. So when these guys walk around, they can pray for you. And yeah, okay, this is going to be a good year. Okay, go, Dean.
Okay, I quickly want to just share. This is Georgie. Georgie was, she actually did the Harvest School, the mission school, which is a three-month school at Iris Ministries. She's from South Africa, went to New Zealand, God called her back here. She's going to go up to Pretoria to minister there further. But I just asked her basically to very quickly share on the Harvest School specifically, and then just after the Harvest School, they actually go out onto missions, and just a bit of what she experienced on the missions.
Thank you, Anne. I'd like to start by saying, wow, there was some seriously anointed worship going on there. I felt that I was in the throne room of heaven and the angels were around me singing. Far out. I feel like God's presence is so thick and heavy here today. It's amazing. And I feel like God really wants to honor the worship team. I feel like He's saying He's going to use you to break open shackles, to pull down strongholds, to release prisoners from darkness into light, and to enable people to access the throne room of heaven. So please receive that. You guys rock. I am here by amazing God incidents. I happened to be traveling to East London earlier this week, connected with Johan, and he says, wow, we actually happen to be sharing about Iris at my church this weekend, so come and join us. So here I am. So praise God that I can actually share with you today. It's really, really good to be here. As Johan says, I did the mission school from October to December last year. It was absolutely life-transforming. There is so much that I could share today, and this morning I had to have a serious conversation with God and say, yes, there's so much I could share, but what is the thing to share with this church today? What is the thing that you would like me to impart to this church today? And I felt that the Father said, I want this church to know about my healing power. I want to anoint the hands of this church to go out and to heal my people. I want to use this church to heal my people. And so today I'm just going to say a little bit about God's healing power and how what He taught me when I was at Iris. I'm a physiotherapist by trade. I've got a very scientific mind, and I've battled to really apprehend and comprehend the healing power of God. And that's something I really struggled with in my first few weeks at Iris, because there was a lot of talk about healing and stories about healing, and I really struggled to really, really believe it. And the first outreach I went on, I struggled. I struggled through it, I've got to say. And I remember having a conversation with a friend, and she said, you know, Georgie, I had my hands on someone, I was praying for them, and I felt the Father say to me, if you don't have the faith for this, if you don't have the faith for this healing, take your hands off. Take your hands off. And that really broke me. It really broke me. And I got onto my knees and I cried out to God and I said, please show me. Please teach me. Please, I need to know. I need to know. Is there some secret? And I felt the Father say to me, and He actually showed me over a series of days and weeks through conversations, through teachings, through meditation and prayer. He said, Georgie, it's all about my love. It is all about my love. When you look into that person's eyes that you're praying for, when you love them with my love, when you feel compassion for them, you seriously, desperately want to see them healed. You want to see them healed as much as I want to see them healed. You desperately want to see them healed as much as they want to be healed. You love them so much that you feel their pain and you desperately, desperately want for them to be healed. Then you will see. Then I'll blow you away. So my prayer became, Lord, please fill me with your love. Fill me with your compassion so that I can have that compassion, so that I can feel what they feel. I can love them with your love. Please, if that's the key, please show me. And He started to show me. And the next outreach I went on, I laid hands on this woman, and I looked into her eyes, and I just felt God's love for her. I felt God's love for her, and she was blind. She couldn't see. Her eyes were misted over, and I just poured out God's love on her. I said, Lord, I love her so much. And I desperately wanted for her to see. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And I saw her eyes start to demist, and they started to come into focus. And she started to look around in wonder. And this huge grin came on her face. And she was healed. She was blind and she was healed. She could see. And I could not believe it. I couldn't believe my eyes. And that was just the beginning. And the next night it happened again. A gentleman came up and he was almost completely blind. And the Lord really showed me that prayer takes tenacity sometimes. Prayer takes perseverance sometimes. And I was with this man for a long time. 7 times over, I prayed and I contended and I tested. I prayed and I contended 7 times over. And eventually, his eyes started to open up and focus. And this grin, the same grin came on his face. And we both just started jumping up and down, praising God. He looked around and he could see. And then the day after, 2 young boys came up. And they were deaf. And their parents confirmed they're deaf. Deafness is quite a problem out there. And Heidi, as you guys know, Heidi has a 99% effectiveness praying for deaf people. It's amazing. But these 2 boys came up and we laid hands on their ears. And once again, just really felt God's love, God's love, God's love. And I saw their parents and how their parents were so desperate. Please, 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 can my son be healed? And they were healed, so they were deaf and they could hear. And another amazing story, a guy came up and he had this terrible infection in his eye. He actually showed us, he lowered his bottom eyelid and there was a pussy ulcer there. And he was blinking the whole time and we could see he was in incredible amount of pain. 3 of us laid hands on him and suddenly he just jumped. He jumped and he started blinking. And his eyes still looked bloodshot and we thought, what's going on here? And then he showed us and what was once a pussy ulcer, there was nothing there anymore. It just disappeared like that. That's just a taste of some of the things that we experienced. And there were multitudes of headaches, belly aches, back aches, and the pain just left. It was amazing. It didn't happen every time, but the more we started to really believe, the more we started to see these healings happen. And it was not only us, but the people that we prayed for just had such a desperation. They really wanted to be healed, and they really believed that they would be healed. They didn't have the hang-ups that we have about, you know, is this really going to happen, and the skepticism that we carry around. So I just want to pray for you guys. I feel like the Lord wants to anoint your hands today, that you can carry his healing power and that he can use you to heal those around you. I feel like he wants to use you to heal broken hearts. He wants to use you to cast out demons and to heal infirmities and sicknesses. So if you just hold out your hands and close your eyes, I'm just going to pray for you. Father God, I pray that everything that you imparted to me, everything that you taught me about healing, Father God, I just impart it now to this beautiful group of people. Lord God, I pray that you will anoint their hands, Father God. I pray that you will anoint their hands to carry your healing power to go out and to heal the sick, Lord God. And to heal broken hearts, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Okay, I see our time is a bit up. I wanted to share. I'm not going to share. thank you, Sandra. 2 minutes, okay. I wanted to share 2 things. I'll just share the one thing. The one thing that I want to share is God just transformed my mind. These things that all of you heard here was initially lies that they hold on to. What did God come and do? He broke the lies. That's who God is. Do you believe God for who he says he is? Do you believe God that he raised from the dead? Do you believe that you have the power to raise people from the dead? Do you believe that? Because if you don't, that's a lie. Do you realize who you are in Christ Jesus? If you don't realize that, it's a lie. My mind has been transformed. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Everything is possible through Christ that strengthens me. Everything. No pride, eh? Do you hear what you have? Do you hear? Do you understand what you have in store? Do you understand what you have? Ooh. A transformed mind, a renewed mind. That's what I received. And I realized everything is possible in Christ Jesus that strengthens me. It's not in myself, not at all. Christ Jesus. Oh, he's a cool God. What do we want to do is the service is finished, okay? You're welcome to do whatever you want to. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. What we want to do is we want to pray with you guys. We've got such a desire. You heard each one of these guys. And believe me, each one of you's got gifts. And if you're not living those gifts, you're stealing from me. And I want those gifts to be imparted into this church. I want you, what you have, I need you to bless me. You've got it. It's maybe laying there dormant. It needs to stand up. It needs to arise. You've got something. And you can bless each one next to you. And that's what I want to call you guys to. You've got something. Do you realize what you've got? Yes, you want to see Shobaya. So they're going to end up with a song, and we're going to dance with the Lord. But I want to invite you forward. And please, guys, because usually we just sit down and it's time to stand up. Stand up, Axel. It's time to stand up, and it's time to receive, and it's time to give. Because freely you have received, freely you can give. Oh, come on, man. This song is finished. You come forward and you come and receive, because there's more. There's more.